Yeah, look, we're really sorry about this. So if you're listening online,
we're trying to fix this for as soon as possible. Manic Street Preachers, a bit of mixing. Here you
go.
Background, you're listening to the Manic Street Preachers. Beautiful. It's off the album Forever Delayed. Well, it's not an album, it's a best of. And they gave you a free remix CD, and lots of beautiful songs have been recreated out of that beautiful CD. My favourite is actually Kevin Carter's got a massive like trumpet section. It's late, it's 20 past 6. We're meant to be on from 6 to 7. This is Manny.
This is Peter.
And this is our show. What are we called?
I think we're now called Subversive Beats.
And but, you know, if you think you've got a better name for our show, email us at pulse_dj@lse.ac.uk. Nothing rude unless it's funny.
Yeah, you can call us whatever you want if it's funny.
That's pretty much it. So yeah, we try and, you know, we've had a bit of a long history of this show. It started back in 2001, actually. It's been years. I did this 3 years with a friend of mine who's now in Goa, bastard. But yeah, it's taken on many forms. And this year I've recruited Pete Robinette, sitting next to me here. And we've been messed about quite a lot. Moved from Mondays to Tuesdays to Wednesdays. But we're hoping we found our niche now. Wednesday evenings, we don't have no playlist. We just play what we want.
And what we're going to be playing today, Our theme is remixes.
Remixes.
We're playing a whole variety of remixes, from Bob Marley to Air,
Tony Allen, Smashing Pumpkins,
and everything in between.
Yeah.
So if you liked our theme last week with tracks with the word all of them, I think you'll be...
All of the tracks had the word all in, or ball, or fall. It's great.
Yeah.
We won't be themed every week. We basically like to play as much stupid, eclectic stuff as we can, but we realise we have so much shit to sift through every week that we had to theme it. Otherwise, we're not going to get anywhere, really.
But it would be a lot easier for us if we actually got recommendations and requests from people. So hit us up at pulse_DJ@lsc.ac.uk and tell us what you want to hear. Right. So far, we've only had one email.
They like the band. They like the band. That was good.
Yeah, they like the band, which is always nice because I'm a fan of the band. Manny didn't know him yet, so he had an interview.
I learned a lot. It was beautiful. But yeah. I don't know. Like, we don't always just play electronic music. Don't get us wrong. We're rockers, but it's all... I don't know.
That's kind of how it happens, though, with remixes. Tonight is going to be a little more electronic heavy than normal, but I think you should like it. It's a good mix.
I hope so, anyway. Anyway, Pete, hit me up. What's next, bro?
All right, we're going to be listening to a track called Robot Wars by a guy named Fugu.
Checked out the website yesterday. Pete sent me the link, and I've got to say, this guy Fugu.
I'll say Fugu.
Fugu. He's Dutch, and he's pretty sick.
And he just does all these crazy mashups. So this one is Robot Wars, and we'll see if you can guess who he's taken and smushed them together.
We might be a competition later on. You never know.
Yeah, we might have a little something for you.
We'll say goodbye to the Mannix. Thanks for filling in space, boys. See you later. Fugu.
Get up!
Sugu. Next, a bit of DJ format, I think. English Lesson. It's a remix off his album Music for Mature B-Boys.
So, that was our first song, Robot Wars. Hope you like it. Had a little Edwin Starr war in there. And what else do we have in there?
One minute, I think. Edwin Starr, Breakwater against Daft Punk.
Pretty good mix. And now we have DJ Format with English Lesson.
Give us a ring. We're maybe having a barbecue at the on the balcony.
Yeah, that's the one with Uncle Dave with pills and that.
Oh, Dave's not coming.
What about me?
He's cool.
You coming?
Judah keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia.
The black survivors.
The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs.
The black survivors.
Yeah. I tell you what, some people get everything, some people got nothing. Some people got hopes and dreams, some people got ways and means.
Here we go.
The black survivors. The black survivors. The black survivors. The black survivors.
Bob Marley with Survival, from the album Chant Down Babylon, remixed by Chuck D of Public Enemy. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And now what do we have, Manny?
Next we're going to play you something by Soulwax, who are a Belgian rock and roll band. And they're not just a rock and roll band, they're pretty talented. But they remixed DJ Shadow's version of 6 Days on an album called The Private Repress, which is obviously a mixed version of The Private Press.
Not bad.
Not bad. Let's play it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
6 days.
6 days by Soul Wax. I like that noise.
I know. Yeah, turn that off.
Okay. There you go. How about that? So far, we've been pretty seamless. I'm quite impressed, but I hope I've set myself up for a fall, I guess, you know. Anyway, so what's new in the news, Pete?
I have no clue. I haven't read the news today.
Oh, it's all about Abu... Well, basically, the Sun's going, we told you so. We told you so about Abu Hamza. But I'm pretty sure most of the British population already knew, but was just trying to be liberal about it, you know. Oh, yeah, Carlo Cudicini, the Chelsea goalkeeper, the substitute goalkeeper, is taking flying lessons.
That sounds fun.
He's done 350 hours in a virtual machine and only 44 in a real-life plane so far. His ambition is to fly his teammates to Champions League games in Europe. That was interesting in The Sun today. That was a great article.
Quality news source, huh?
Oh, Kate Moss went in to see a neurologist, having just got off a plane from New York or something like that. So, yeah, Kate Moss has got a brain tumour. You heard it here first on Pulse FM. If you have any ideas about how we can cure Kate's brain tumour, please email us at pulse_dj@lsc.ac.uk. Brain tumours, it's a disease.
I got nothing to say.
I don't know, I think it's an important cause. A lot of people do die of tumours every year. It's not funny. It's not like AIDS, because AIDS is officially funny now, right? It's been like 23 years or something. So now you can make jokes about AIDS. You got AIDS.
Anyway, moving on from cancer and AIDS.
Where do you go with this? Where do you go next?
You wanted to say something about the next few shows coming up, I think.
All right, yeah. Like I said, apparently the name of this show is Subversive Beats, because we play music, which is slightly left field. But at the same time, we don't know where we're going to go with this. We have so much music between us, of all different types and kinds and shapes and sizes, that we need some, you know, listener participation. So if you're listening, email us with something you'd like to hear. We might not like it, but at least we'll play something similar, or at least in the same vein. And we need some ideas for the future, basically.
Yeah, because, you know, we've been working off of themes, but, you know, otherwise you'll just hear a lot of, you know, dub and hip-hop from us.
Eclectic's a dirty word, isn't it, really? Eclectic. What does it mean? A bit of everything.
That's not so bad. Speaking of eclectic, we're going to now listen to a Smashing Pumpkins song that I'm sure you all know, 1979. Mm. But it's remixed by the Crystal Method, and the remix is titled New Originals 1799 Remix.
The Crystal Method, who make a lot of music for computer games, I recall.
Really?
Mm. They did the FIFA series for a couple of years. I remember that. It's going to be me!
A couple Americans now. Crystal Method are out of Las Vegas, and Smashing Pumpkins are from where again?
I don't know. I just remember the ice cream van from the video. That's what I remember.
All right. Well, this is off their...
Nebraska.
Crystal Method album, Community Service 2. So
and
let's
the Smashing Pumpkins from Nebraska.
Really? They're from Nebraska?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll cue this up for you. I hope you like it.
Enjoy.
That was Smashing Pumpkins remix by Crystal Method. And now we've got something a little different. We've got Tony Allen.
Well, we have 24 seconds, more importantly.
Yeah, well, maybe I have a lot to say about Tony Allen.
Sorry, carry on. Now you have 15.
Anyway, Tony Allen's done a lot of things. Drummer for Fela Kuti, probably best known for that, but he's done a lot of great stuff on his own. And here we've got him with Afrobeat 2000.
Sweet.
Nepa Dance Dub.
Yeah, man. Hello again.
You like that? Little Tony Allen there?
That was really nice. Like, I only cut it short, honestly, because time pressure.
Yeah, we're a little pressed for time. We started late, about 20 minutes late, so unfortunately, you only get 40 minutes of us.
Let's just say it's nobody's fault.
Nobody's fault.
But wow. I do hate working for the man.
Working every day for the man.
Anyway, yeah, so that was... tell us all about that, Pete. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I think you're exhausting the extent of my knowledge. Anyway, it's from an album called Afrobeat. Pretty simple title. Also, some people use it for that genre of music. Anyway, it's a nice album, Afrobeat. If you do a little search online, your Amazon or whatever, you'll find it. It's a good album. I recommend it, both for that track and for all the others on it.
There you go, a shining endorsement. Anyway, if you don't recognize this already, you should. Can you hear it? We'll let you guess. This is a song. If you can guess what it is, I'll suck your dick. Email in pulse_DJ@lsc.ac.uk. Remember, it's credit. Love to love you, baby. How good is that? Ha! I can sing.
You can sing.
It's not the... Well, I don't know. It's good.
It's good. This is another Fugu remix or mashup.
Fuego. Fuego. Fuego.
Fuego.
Fugu.
Called La Naughty Femme, excuse me.
La Naughty Femme. It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's the Beyonce version of that Donna Summer classic, Love to Love You Baby, or whatever it's called anyway.
Yeah, and then thrown in with Air, of course.
Of course.
So, the next track, Manny's going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I'm going to read you a little intro, but should we pause this? Oh no, actually, no, we've got a minute or so of the original tune.
No, we don't.
Oh no, we do. We've got like a minute of intro before I have to do anything.
Okay, we have no clue what we're doing, but here's Manny with the description.
Yeah, I wrote this, and I don't know. I don't know why I'm reading it out. We sang aloud last week, why not? Anyway, this is a track by a couple of guys called Bud Marsh and Shri, who are quite famous on the whole kind of Buddha bar lounge scene. They're pretty cool. Anyway, beautiful. They did a remix of this song by Jolly Mukherjee with the Madras Cinematic Orchestra called Kirvani. And this is
what we're going to be listening to, of course, the remix, not the original.
Yeah, you listen to the remix now in the background. And I wrote a short description. Tell me what you think. Agree, disagree, or ignore. It's up to you. So this is basically this fantastic drum and bass mix, and it's alluring to say the least. I mean, we start off with this epic. Can you hear it? Slow, epic start. Takes ages. Like a rolling train. And then basically, as the beat kicks in, it just goes off with a bang. It's the sound of trains. It's the sound of traveling through vast amounts of land at rapid speeds and taking it all in. It's a very, very good track. I won't bullshit you too much. But yeah, I don't know. We might have to skip it. I don't know what I'll do. But just listen for a bit.